Las Vegas Sands pulls the plug on digital gaming project. Las Vegas Sands is ending its digital gaming project, a move that will affect up to 400 employees worldwide, including about 150 based in Las Vegas. The company confirmed that its subsidiary, Sands Digital Services, SDS, will be discontinued after executives concluded that the online gaming initiative did not align with the corporation's long-term strategic direction. The decision was finalized earlier this week following an internal assessment by the board and executive leadership. The affected workers were notified through a company-wide communication issued by President and Chief Operating Officer Patrick Dumont on October 2. Dumont explained to employees that Sands had initially invested in SDS with the understanding that progress would be evaluated at several stages. This allowed company leadership to determine whether the project continued to serve the company's core objectives. After a comprehensive review, executives determined that expanding into digital gambling no longer fit within Sands' business priorities. The company stated that its focus remains on developing and strengthening its market-leading properties in Macau and Singapore. The decision effectively ends Sands' short-lived effort to enter the online gaming industry. SDS had been developing a platform designed to provide live-streamed gambling from real dealers into jurisdictions where internet wagering is legally permitted. The project aimed to leverage technology to reach players in regulated iGaming markets such as New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Connecticut, Delaware, and West Virginia. However, the concept never reached full commercial deployment. Dumont noted that while the digital landscape continues to evolve and technology will remain vital to the future of gaming, Sands intends to direct its resources toward ventures that align more closely with shareholder interests and the company's traditional focus on luxury, land-based resorts. He added that the company's leadership believes its long-term growth opportunities are strongest in its established markets in Asia, where it holds dominant positions in both Macau and Singapore. Sands' foray into digital gaming began in 2021 after it sold its Las Vegas Strip properties, the Venetian and Palazzo, to Apollo Global Management and VC Properties. The sale provided Sands with capital to pursue new opportunities outside the United States, including investments in technology and online platforms. As part of that strategy, Sands acquired certain assets from the European-based gaming company QBet to support the development of its online initiative. Hundreds of employees given pink slips. The discontinuation of SDS will result in layoffs affecting 300 to 400 employees worldwide. A company representative confirmed that the approximately 150 Las Vegas employees impacted by the closure would be eligible to apply for other positions within the organization. Most of those roles, however, require different qualifications. The company has not specified any severance terms or whether the studio infrastructure will be repurposed. Despite winding down the digital division, Las Vegas Sands continues to commit significant investments to its Asian operations. In Macau, the company operates major properties including the Venetian Macau, the Londoner Macau, and the Parisian Macau. Under new concession agreements established in 2023, Sands has pledged billions of dollars in reinvestment in non-gaming development to support the region's tourism and diversification goals. These commitments form part of a renewed license that extends the company's presence in Macau for the next decade. In Singapore, Sands' flagship Marina Bay Sands Resort is undergoing an extensive expansion project that includes the construction of additional hotel rooms, an entertainment arena, and enhanced luxury facilities. Company officials have described the project as a key component of Sands' broader strategy to strengthen its foothold in Asia's premium hospitality market. Dumont emphasized that the company's continued success depends on meeting its obligations to host jurisdictions and maintaining strong relationships with business partners and local communities. He reiterated that Sands' corporate identity remains anchored in providing exceptional guest experiences and delivering consistent value to shareholders.